Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, America. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the United States. The phone number, if you want to be on the program, 877-973-7425. Benjamin Netanyahu is just taking the stage, the rostrum in the United States House of Representatives, shaking hands with Ben Cardin there to represent the Senate and Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. He will be addressing any moment the United States Congress, Kamala Harris. Many of the Democrats have boycotted his speech, Joe Biden refusing to meet with him. It's kind of a shame that at a time of war, one of our allies comes to Congress and they won't meet with him. Let's tune in here momentarily and listen to the beginning of this speech. Again, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, live about to speak to the U.S. House of Representatives. Republicans giving him a standing ovation there as he stands up. Lots of photographers there down in the well.
Members of Congress, I now have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you His Excellency Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel.
All right, come on. Most of the Democrats, not all of the Democrats, stand up. He's starting to look a little uncomfortable.
Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, Senator Ben Cardin, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, senators, members of Congress, distinguished guests. Mr. Speaker, I want to thank you for giving me the profound honor of addressing this great citadel of democracy for the fourth time. We meet today at a crossroads of history. Our world is in upheaval. In the Middle East, Iran's axis of terror confronts America, Israel, and our Arab friends. This is not a clash of civilizations. It's a clash between barbarism and civilization. It's a clash between those who glorify death and those who sanctify life.
Oh, I got to do the applause at every sentence thing. Come on.
for the forces of civilization to triumph, America and Israel must stand together. Because when we stand together, something very simple happens. We win, they lose. And my friends, I came to assure you today of one thing. We will win.
Okay, I just got to acknowledge, the constant, let me say a sentence, now everyone stand and cheer. Let me say another sentence, everybody stand and cheer. Just speed it up.
Like December 7th, 1941, and September 11th, 2001, October 7th is a day that will forever live in infamy. It was the Jewish holiday of Simchat Torah. It began as a perfect day, not a cloud in the sky. Thousands of young Israelis were celebrating at an outdoor music festival. And suddenly, at 6:29 a.m., as children were still sleeping soundly in their beds in the towns and kibbutzim next to Gaza, suddenly heaven turned into hell. 3,000 Hamas terrorists stormed into Israel. They butchered 1,200 people from 41 countries, including 39 Americans. Proportionately, compared to our population size, that's like 29/11s in one day. And these monsters, they raped women, they beheaded men, they burnt babies alive, they killed parents in front of their children, and children in front of their parents. They dragged 255 people, both living and dead, into the dark dungeons of Gaza. Israel has already brought home 135 of these hostages, including seven who were freed in daring rescue operations.
Big standing ovation from members of Congress at that line, only a handful of them not standing. I'd like to know which ones aren't standing.
One of those freed hostages, Noor Gamani, is here in the gallery, sitting near my wife, Sarah. On the morning of October 7th, the entire world saw Noah's look of desperation as she was violently abducted to Gaza on the back of a motorcycle. I met Noah's mother, Leora, a few months ago. She was dying of cancer. She said to me, "Prime Minister, I have one final wish. I wish to hug my daughter, Noah, one last time before I die." 2 months ago, I authorized a breathtaking commando rescue operation. Our special forces, including a heroic officer named Arnon Zmora, who fell in this battle, rescued Noah and three other hostages. Noah, I think it's one of the most moving things when Noah was reunited with her mother, Leora, and her mother's last wish came true. Noah, we're so thrilled to have you with us today. Thank you. Many hostage families are also here with us today, including Eliyahu Bibas is the grandfather of those two beautiful red-headed boys, the Bibas boys, toddlers. And they were taken hostage with their mother and Eliyahu's son. The entire family was taken hostage. Two beautiful red-haired children taken hostage. What monsters. And with us also is Iris Chaim, whose son, Yotam, bravely escaped Hamas captivity with two other Israelis, and tragically they were killed, making their way back to our lines. We have with us also the families of American hostages. They're here. The pain these families have endured is beyond words. I met with them again yesterday, and I promised them this: I will not rest until all their loved ones are home, all of them. As we speak, we're actively engaged in intensive efforts to secure their release, and I'm confident that these efforts can succeed. Some of them are taking place right now. I want to thank President Biden for his tireless efforts on behalf of the hostages and for his efforts to the hostage families as well.
That's Benjamin Netanyahu. He's addressing the United States Congress today in a bipartisan joint meeting of Congress being boycotted by a number of Democrats, including Kamala Harris, who said she was busy, and then Patty Murray, who's the president pro tem of the United States Senate, who refused to preside with Mike Johnson, handing it over to Ben Cardin of Maryland. It's interesting watching this dynamic. And here he is, of course, praising President Biden and talking about the situation in Israel and this fight, reminding people in the well and in the chamber that there are Americans who are still held hostage. And it's just one of the most remarkable undercovered stories out there, that there are American hostages in Gaza, not just Israeli hostages, a number of Americans and people from 41 different nations murdered on October 7th. It's just absolutely wild to me that there's so much hostility to Israel in this. Hamas started the war. Yes. Is it in Gaza? Terrible. Awful for the people of Gaza. But you know what? People of Gaza elected Hamas. People of Gaza elected Hamas. Hamas is in charge there. Many residents of Gaza have held the hostages. They haven't been in caves. Most of the hostages rescued thus far were in the private homes of people in Gaza, doctors, reporters even, who are covering for Hamas. Israel's not the bad guy here. To the extent there's something terrible happening in Gaza, it's because that's where Hamas took the hostages, and they will not release those hostages. Had they released the hostages, we would not have this situation in Gaza. And it's really remarkable the number of people who demand Israel give this up. They don't ever call on Hamas to give up the hostages. Makes you wonder why.
He'll do the research and give it to you straight. Eric Erickson is live every weekday. You can be live on Eric's show by calling 877-97-ERIC. That's 877-973-7425.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number, 877-973-7425. Benjamin Netanyahu addressing the Congress of the United States right now. I want to go to Frank calling from Jacksonville, Florida. Frank, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well, Eric. Thank you for taking the call. I hope you're well as well.
Thank you.
Just a reflection. Do we really believe that the talking heads of the parachick media convince us that this process of the Democratic Party to nominate, to choose a nominee, one, and to select a vice president, two, is something organic? Do we really believe that, or do we really want to look back to 2020, to the basement process, knowing full well what they knew then, and then they sacrificed Joe Biden in the debate, knowing full well where that was going? Do we really think that the approval of the 50-state Democratic chairpersons who rallied around to support Kamala Harris within 30 minutes of the announcement of her candidacy is just something that just popped up? Our local
so,
here in
you know, Frank, I actually do, because I don't think that the Democrats are smart enough to be able to pull off this grand operation. It's obvious to all of us, but they tried so hard to cover up Joe Biden's condition so that we wouldn't know what was going on. I don't think they wanted to try to map this out and do a bait and switch on us. I think it was obvious it was going to happen because we all knew Joe Biden's condition, but now we know they began covering up his condition from congressional Democrats back in October of 2021. They wouldn't let him meet with them anymore, only with leadership. That's how much went into this effort. I think if they were going to do this bait and switch, they would have done it differently. What I think you're seeing right now is this irrational exuberance from Democrats who are relieved that Biden is out of the way, and they're going to rally around Kamala Harris. And my suspicion is that by the middle of September, they're going to be back to abject panic. I think they're going to be back to abject panic because Kamala Harris is Kamala Harris. And as much as they try to will themselves into believing she's a good candidate, historically she's never been a good candidate, and they're about to be disabused of the notion that she is a good candidate. If they put that much thought, time, effort, and deliberation into it, they would have found someone other than Kamala Harris. Now, I got to tell you about the Impure Thunderstorm. Y'all, I had to use it. I did. And it just works. It's an air purifier, generates ozone, wipes out odors. The hotel room that I stayed in was overly perfumed with some sort of air freshener, and it made my throat sore, and I fired up my Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It's so small, I keep it in my travel bag. And I could feel like the allergic reaction going away as it cleaned the room. It just works. Cigar smoke, cigarettes, dirty diapers, litter boxes, wet dog smell, frying odors in the kitchen, musty odors. It wipes them out. Fireplace odors, it wipes them out. And it just works. You can get three of them, save $200, get them for less than $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Eden, like the Garden of Eden, EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is ERIC3, E-R-I-C-K-3. You'll get three of them for less than $200. You're saving $200. You go to EdenPureDeals.com, discount code ERIC3. When we come back, Joe Biden to address the nation at 8 o'clock. I got thoughts.
He's got the courage to tell you the truth, because the truth is what matters. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson. The phone number, 877-973-7425. I'm still emailing back and forth with poor old Randall, who is so upset that I laughed at the guy who thought the CIA plotted the assassination of Donald Trump. who just, he's so upset that I mocked the guy and how disrespectful it was of me to mock a guy. I'm like, you weren't there. You have no idea. And I know that by laughing about this moron on radio who came up to me and berated me for not accepting that the CIA assassinated Trump, that it's not going to happen again. It's remarkable the number of people who get offended at something like that and lecture me on how I should respond when I assure you that no one has ever come up to Randall and accosted Randall in person that because of Randall's views on the CIA committing an assassination plot. Good gracious. Good gracious. I try it. Like, I'm spending way more time with this guy than I should. For a guy who thinks I don't respect my audience, here I am engaging with him, and he continues to tell me how I should live my life. I want to tell you all how Joe Biden should live his life instead, because I do have thoughts on this. So at 8 p.m. tonight, I will watch it. Joe Biden's going to address the nation from the White House about his decision not to run again. Now, it's notable there's precedent for this. When Lyndon Johnson decided to address the nation in 1968, he did so in, I think it was March of that year, withdrawing from the Democratic primary, and he spent 40 minutes explaining his rationale to the nation. I have no idea what Joe Biden is going to say tonight. My suspicion, however, is he's not going to step aside. In fact, Charlie says we had a number of callers who called in. They didn't want to be on air, but they just wanted to know, did I think Joe Biden was going to step aside tonight? If they really want to help Kamala Harris win, if they really do believe Donald Trump's a threat to democracy, I think he will. But I don't think Joe Biden. Listen, it's taken them a month to try to force him out of the race for the presidency. I have a hard time believing it took them that long to get him out of the race. I can't imagine they're going to get him out of the White House. I don't think Jill Biden or Hunter Biden want to give up the trappings of power. It took Joe Biden 50 years to get there. I have a hard time seeing him walk away before the end. Maybe he will. I mean, at this point, I don't know. I suspect he's going to do this sincere threat to democracy thing and review his record. What I find more striking than anything else, the most striking thing about this, is that it's not just the pundits. It's the reporters on the television networks now humping Kamala Harris's leg who have gone back to Joe Biden was such a productive president. He did so much. He had such a great presidency. If that's the case, why isn't he running for office again? If Joe Biden did such a good job, if he's so popular, why isn't he running for office again? Is it because he's mentally incompetent? You guys covered for that. You protected him from that. And now you're telling us that the same Joe Biden nobody likes, he's that unpopular. Remember, it's not like the CNN debate caused Joe Biden to lose. He was already losing. There's this wild revisionist history that it was that debate that caused him to lose it. No, the debate caused him to be unable to recover it. He was already losing. He was already behind in the polling. Donald Trump was already ahead by more than 2 points in the polling average. Donald Trump already had a 75% chance of winning, according to Nate Silver, and a 2/3 chance of winning from CNN before the CNN presidential debate. He was not popular. My frustration is that Democratic conspiracy theories always get traction in the media the way Republican ones don't. The stolen election is a great example. No, the election wasn't stolen, and I know if Philip puts this clip up, I'm going to have a bunch of angry people online say, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? Of course it was stolen. All of them have been thoroughly debunked. None of them ever care. None of them want the answer. They just want to be victims. But the problem is Democrats can get on and say, well, Brian Kemp stole the Georgia election from Stacey Abrams, and Stacey Abrams is really governor. And they get on, and the media never challenges them because the media believes it too. You go on television and you say that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in China, you're a racist. You quote Axios that Kamala Harris was the border czar, and they say, no, she wasn't. And today, Axios put a correction up all these years later saying, actually, she wasn't the border czar, even though in 2021 we said she was, but now it's politically inconvenient, and so we say she's not, and you better believe us now, not then. The double standards are ridiculous. They will praise Joe Biden. I mean, literally, the Democrats shove this guy out of the 42nd floor window and then stand around his body and say, he was the greatest president since George Washington. I come to mourn Joe Biden, to praise him. The good that men do is often interred within their bones, and the evil lives on after them in the form of Kamala Harris. They'll revise it. But here's the thing. And so this is the funny thing. And I hope, because I don't have the time for it, but I know there are people who do. And I hope they're screenshotting every one of these things. I hope they're screenshotting all of the people fluffing up Joe Biden. Now, he's the greatest president ever. He's the second coming of George Washington. He did what was right for the country. Joe Biden, he's our man. Joe Biden stepped out of the way for Kamala Harris. He made it possible for us to save democracy. And when Kamala Harris loses, all of these people who are praising Joe Biden are saying, I can't believe, had Joe Biden gotten out and he not run again, we would have this problem. I hate that Joe Biden. This is all Joe Biden's fault. Jill and Hunter Biden can go to H-E double hockey sticks. How dare they? They should have done this. They set Kamala Harris up to fail. You know what's going to happen. I mean, they can praise him all they want right now. They'll say every glowing thing about him. The moment Kamala Harris loses, Joe Biden is going to be persona non grata within the Democratic Party. He will never be able to show his face again. And that, by the way, it's what's going on in the polling right now. There's this sigh of relief from Democrats, and it's reflected in the polling as they rally around Kamala Harris. You see her go up. But then you start learning about a record. The Dave McCormick ad is just so impressive. It's going to come back to haunt her. If you weren't here in the first hour, it really is worth me playing this again. So Dave McCormick, he's going to be at the gathering, by the way. If you want to come see Dave McCormick at the gathering, text ENGAGE to 33777. And you can get a ticket if you use the discount code YR if you're a young Republican. You can get a great discount to come. This is Dave McCormick's ad in Pennsylvania. He's running against Bob Casey, and he starts and ends the ad with Bob Casey.
Kamala Harris is inspiring and very capable. The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
The nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented cross borders criminals. That's correct.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross the border without documentation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah. Is that a position you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid. What would people
Yes.
Like,
yes.
To reduce red meat specifically?
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, well, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
That's McCormick's ad. It's a great ad that he was able to get it out quicker than the Trump campaign was able to get something out like that is bothersome to me, but it's a great ad. And she's got this record, and she's going to have to own it. And when she loses, the Democrats will go back to attacking Joe Biden. Democrats never attack the candidate who lost. It's always a conspiracy why their side lost. Republicans, when they say it was a stolen election, they get vilified by the media. When Democratic candidates lose, it's Russia stole it, the FBI did it, the evil voting Diebold machines of Ohio did it. It's always a conspiracy theory. Brian Kemp in Georgia did it, whatever. They always make it up, and then they blame other Democrats. In this case, they will vilify Joe Biden if Kamala Harris loses, and she can lose. I still think he's a better candidate than her. Now, I want to go to the phones here. Steven's been waiting. Steven, welcome to the Eric Erickson Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Eric?
Great.
Wonderful. My question to you is, in regards to now that Kamala Harris is going to probably, you know, be the running mate or the runner for presidency, what is going to be her stand? Because at the moment, she either has to agree with the policies and everything that Biden was putting in place, or she has to separate herself from that and kind of take her own path. But as we know, she doesn't, she wants to support basically abolishing and restructuring ISIS. She wants to end fracking and force the transition of those workers into working on renewable energy. And she doesn't, she's not for how public safety is being handled. She doesn't think that more police officers roaming our streets are the answers to help reduce violence and crime. So how is she going to create her path moving forward to feel like she has the leg up in her running?
Great question. Listen, one of the things that Kamala Harris is going to do is rely on the American media to cover for her, that most of them are not going to ask her the tough questions about her record, nor are they going to ask her to distinguish herself from Joe Biden, most of them. The good ones will. There are too few of those to really matter. They're going to do whatever they can to protect her from a record. I mean, look at the border czar issue right now. You've got Axios that, again, in 2021, Axios points out that Kamala Harris has been appointed border czar. And then in 2024 now, says Harris was never actually appointed border czar. They're running interference for her. Axios has, as of this moment now, gone back to its 2021 piece and edited it with an editor's note. We said this was so in 2021, but it really wasn't true. Now that it matters in 2024, they will do everything they can. The Republicans, however, need to make her own Biden's record because it's the Biden-Harris administration, and they need to make her own views, as Dave McCormick is doing. Kamala Harris has said, yes, we should have a conversation about allowing murderers on death row to vote. Kamala Harris has said she absolutely fundamentally opposes denying illegal aliens health care benefits in the United States. Kamala Harris has said she fully supports using government power to force you not to eat red meat to save the planet. Kamala Harris said she believes that we should shut down fracking in this country and transition fossil fuel industry jobs to new jobs. Kamala Harris has said all those things. She has taken those positions. Republicans should make her own those things, and I suspect they're going to. They would be wise to make her own that record. Now, let's talk about first responders, because they put their lives on the line protecting our communities and our country, and now Old Glory Bank is protecting them and their families. If you're a police officer, if you're a firefighter, including volunteer firefighters, if you're in the military, if you're a Border Patrol agent, you're what Old Glory Bank proudly calls a protector. So Old Glory Bank, the pro-America online bank, they're the bank I use. They're honoring protectors with Old Glory Protect, a free $100,000 line of death benefit duty or line of duty death benefit. It's available to Old Glory Bank holders who use direct deposit. And that's it. All you have to do, get an Old Glory Bank account, set your salary up for direct deposit. If you're a first responder, you get a free $100,000 line of duty death benefit. Old Glory Protect, it's available to all military personnel, including Guard and Reserve, firefighters, including volunteer firefighters, police, and Border Patrol agents. From the beginning, Old Glory Bank has been the bank of first responders. Now, with Old Glory Protect, the proof is in the protection. Old Glory Protect, a free $100,000 line of duty death benefit available to Old Glory Bank account holders with direct deposit who are in the military, firefighters, including volunteers, police, Border Patrol agents. Go to oldglorybank.com today and get your account in 8 minutes or less. It took me maybe 5 minutes when I got my account about a year ago. Oldglorybank.com. Terms and conditions apply. Old Glory Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show, the perfect blend of news, analysis, opinion, and cooking. Hang on. Is that right?
Yeah, cooking.
Join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. Interesting. Several people have told me one of the Democrats who's refusing to stand up during the Netanyahu speech is Raphael Warnock of Georgia. Warnock has largely stayed seated the entire time, even as other Democrats have stood up and applauded Netanyahu. Just an interesting dynamic there. We'll see how that holds up over time with Warnock. Okay, what else do we have? We got other stuff, and here I am running out the clock. We've had so much to talk about today. Merriam-Webster has delivered they've deleted a tweet. You know, Merriam-Webster redefined what it means to be a woman. They did. If you didn't know what it means, they have, well, changed over time the definition. And so let's see. So if I go there now to woman, an adult female person, a woman belonging to a particular category, usually a combination, distinctively feminine values. So they largely decided to one who feels like a female. One who feels like a female. That was what they pushed out on social media. If you actually go to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, it says an adult female person. But on social media, they decided to rearrange what it meant to be a woman. And so they put out this tweet, "What's the word, Grammar Hill, you're absolutely dying on?" And they deleted it when people kept replying to them with their definition of an adult human female. The definition that's in the dictionary, and again, it's notable, Merriam-Webster's social media is very, very progressive. Their dictionary still says the definition of a woman is an adult female person. But online, they said a woman is, it's more complicated than that. And so after people started replying to them with the dictionary's own definition of a woman, Merriam-Webster had to delete their tweet. Perfect. Good. I'm glad. This is the madness. You know, so I've got my book out, You Shall Be As Gods. In fact, I'm on the 700 Club. I didn't know I was going to be on the 700 Club. I had a schedule this morning, and it just said podcast interview, CBN. And then they called and they wanted a technical technical review, and I'm like, why? It's for a podcast. I was running late to the office. I knew I had to be there by 9. They wanted me to check in at like 8:45. So I got there about 8:55. I'm pulling into my garage at the office, and the guy calls me from CBN and says, "Hey, where are you?" I said, "I'm about 2 minutes out." "Why?" And he says, "Well, we got to do a connection test." I said, "I'm sorry, I've just never done one of these for your podcast," and they're dead quiet. The guy says, "Sir, this isn't a podcast interview. This is for the 700 Club." It's like, no one told me that. He says, Mr. Robertson is going to interview, not Pat Robertson, his son, Gordon, who's now the anchor, is going to interview. It was a very nice interview. It was 6 minutes. I was able to get upstairs, get set up, changed. I had to put on a coat and a dress shirt. I had no idea. My assistant is furious because someone connected to the publisher booked it and just left out all the key details that I was going to be on TV. But that's kind of cool. My grandmother was around. She'd be watching it. She watched the 700 Club all the time. And we did talk about this madness where suddenly women are whatever you want to feel like. It's crazy. All right. Talk to you all tomorrow.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.